Your Saturday morning sports on WRCO is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. The 2025 State Girls Basketball Tournament continues with championship Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay today. How did we get to championship Saturday? Well, Division I semis. It was Kimberly over Appleton East, 55-34. Muskego downed Arrowhead, 56-44. Today's championship, Division I, it's Muskego facing Kimberly. In Division II, Edgewood defeated Rice Lake 52-30, Wauwatosa East over West De Pere 71-58. The Division II championship will feature Edgewood against Wauwatosa East. In Division III, Xavier outlasted Elk Mound 45-35, Oostburg over Laconia 66-57. The Division III final today for the championship, Xavier against Oostburg. Division IV, it was Cuba City winning. They defeated the Prairie School 68-63. St. Mary Catholic over Durand, Arkansas 58-45. Today's D4 championship, St. Mary Catholic will face Cuba City. And Division V, the semis, we see Assumption defeating Owen Withy 61-36 and Barneveld over Lourdes Academy 41-28. Today's Division V championship will feature Assumption taking on Barneveld. John Tonjay matched his career high with 6 three-pointers on his way to 26 points, and number 18 Wisconsin tied the Big Ten tournament single-game record by making 19 three-pointers in an 86-70 win over 4th-seeded UCLA. Tonjay also had 9 rebounds and 4 assists. He was 9 of 10 from the field and perfect 6 for 6 on threes as the 25-8 Badgers advance to today's first semifinal game as they take on number 7 Michigan State, and the Big Ten tournament continues. Today's meeting will be the second between the two teams. Michigan State is 18-3 on the season. They're ranked number 7 Big Ten play. Wisconsin in conference is 15-7. Overall for Bucky, they sport a 25-8 record. That game can be heard on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. Today's Big Ten semifinal playoff pregame gets underway at 11.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Turning to the National Football League, Packers offensive tackles Rashid Walker and Zach Tom will almost double their 2024 NFL salaries with the payments they receive under the league's performance-based pay. The PPE represents supplemental player compensation based on a comparison of playing time to salary. Walker will receive over $925,000. Tom will get around $850,000. The NFL released the amounts for only the top 25 recipients. A person with knowledge of the deal told the Associated Press that Cooper Kupp and the Seattle Seahawks have agreed on a 3-year, $45 million contract. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity Friday because the contract hasn't been signed. Kupp, The Super Bowl 56 MVP was released by the Los Angeles Rams on Wednesday. He'll help replace DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett in Seattle, which traded quarterback Geno Smith and signed Sam Darnold in free agency. Cup started in college at Eastern Washington and was the AP Offensive Player of the Year in 2021. DeAndre Hopkins moved one-time MVP quarterback to another. After reaching the Super Bowl a season ago with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, Hopkins will now play with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore after reaching a one-year agreement with the Ravens. Baltimore's offense was dazzling last season as Jackson threw for a career-high 4,172 yards, and he finished with a passer rating of 119.6. The Ravens don't necessarily need Hopkins to regain the form that made him an All-Pro from 2017 through 2019. He did reach 1,000 yards receiving in 2023 before moving up more pedestrian numbers into the season a year ago. Now we move on to Big League Baseball for your Saturday sports. With at least one big free agent signing, an outfielder Kyle Tucker, many baseball analysts say Chicago will rule the National League Central, but CBS Sports disagrees, tabbing the Milwaukee Brewers to win the Central for a third straight season. That would set a record for the franchise. The Brewers weren't very active in the offseason, but it's almost like picking up another ace pitcher. Right-handed starter Brandon Woodruff will try to take a major step in his comeback from surgery today. He'll face major league hitters for the first time in around a year and a half. Milwaukee has a split squad game today. If Woodruff can approach his performances like he was before he was hit by injury, he could become the team's pitching staff ace. The Brewers will play a split squad game today. They'll face the Angels in a game not being broadcast. The radio game for today is Milwaukee taking on the West Sacramento A's, formerly of Oakland, and soon to be the Las Vegas A's. The pregame is at 3 p.m., first pitch at 3:10 on WRCE AM 1450 and FM 107.7.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.